I'm WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Jim Kosek.
Thank you, Jim. You have to say thank you, otherwise you won't come back again. Do you ever notice that when you're going to a play, a well-known person comes out on stage for the first time, the star of the show, and everybody applauds, which kind of breaks up the whole momentum of the thing. And you think, what if you didn't applaud? Would they go back and say, they didn't applaud me? I'm not going to be in this play. You can forget it, pal. Let me talk to you about those things some other time, but I can tell your eyelids are drooping and you're stifling a yawn, so the heck with it. The temperature is 44 degrees, and now it's on with the show. Oh, on with the show. On with the show. Oh.
Pleasure awaits.
Wow.
You're tuned to Norm Nathan. He's one of the greats. Right here on BZ, reaching 38 states. I'm singing this song so you'll know. It's time for Norm Nathan's show. When the day-to-day world starts to drive you insane, and you feel like you're riding on a runaway train, Norm makes you laugh. Keep spirits bright. Tune in 10:30 and call Norm tonight. Hey, out there in radio land, you're tuned to Norm Nathan, and he's at your command. So stay here and listen, then you'll understand. He's a habit you'll never outgrow. But right now, Norm Nathan's show. I said right now, Norm Nathan's show. Here's Norm.
Hello, this is Here's Norm and his orchestra. Okay, it's 9 minutes after 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You know what that means? It means it's going to start getting dark around noon. Noon. And each week the days will get shorter and shorter and shorter. The only way we can maybe get around that, instead of, you know, being unhappy about that, becoming depressed at so much darkness, is to find ourselves a beautiful man or woman or something, depending on what your preference is, and just fool around a lot during the darker hours. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of some way, because these days can be kind of difficult, I know, because I'm a doctor. Thank you. Well, let's take some calls right off. The heck with that. I was going to give you the lottery numbers. I'll do that later, okay? Is that okay with you? Let's see. Who will we go to? Let's go to Barbara in Brookline. Hello.
Hello, Dr. Nathan. How are you?
Fine, thank you very much. If you wish to remove all of your clothing, Barbara, I will look at you in a strictly professional way because I happen to be a doctor, so I don't want you to be embarrassed. You know, I've been using that line for years. Do you know something? It's never, ever worked.
I have a suggestion for the young man whose roommate has a problem and needs life book.
That's a Life Boy. Do they still make Life Boy?
I think so. Yeah, I don't think it's pink anymore, and I don't think it smells the way it used to, but it seems to me, I haven't heard that it isn't around, let's put it that
you
way.
You remember, they used to have these fog horns that would go, B-O, for body odor, and Life Boy would help you clean yourself up.
Right.
B-O. Whatever happened to body odor? Whatever happened to halitosis? Remember halitosis, too? That was when your breath smelled badly.
Yes.
Are we painting some terrible pictures for people at this time of the day?
No, not really.
Okay.
It happens in all places. With respect to the young man who called about his roommate's problem.
Yes.
I would suggest that he get in touch with the appropriate dean. There may be only one dean at BC, I don't know. And make an appointment to go down to the dean, not be afraid or ashamed or anything to do it. Just go down and confide in the dean the problem that he has.
I think that's excellent advice. I was trying to tell him sort of words to that effect, but I wasn't sure who he was to see. But obviously he should take it up with the administration if it's really bothersome, and it sounds like it. It really is. And he sounds like a good kid. He doesn't want to. Either he's a good kid or he's a coward. He doesn't want to bring it up with the smelly roommate. So he should bring it up with somebody. He can say it in a nice way.
I don't. Maybe the roommate hasn't paid any attention to it. Maybe he's brought it up. Who knows? But I would suggest that the boy go to the appropriate dean and confide in the dean and insist upon seeing the dean or such authority and just say, you know, it isn't fair that anybody be subjected to this sort of thing.
Right, and maybe he could have the dean make a surprise visit to the room, you know, and then the dean could get a sample of what this kid's gone through.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. If the kid is brave enough to bring it up to the dean.
No, he really should. I mean, if it's bothersome, there's no... I mean, he's going to have to go through a whole year. This is only... it's not even November yet.
Right.
He's got a whole year to go through this.
And
it's not fair.
You know, school has started long since.
No,
so
that's right.
Apparently he's been enduring it this...
Oh, he has. No, he sounds like a very polite, good young man, and I don't think he has to tolerate that.
I hope he'll call back and at least... you know, if it works out well, it would be nice to hear the results.
It would be nice. I hope he does call back and say, I listened to Barbara from Brookline. I went to see the dean. The dean came in. He said, boy, I understand exactly what you're saying, my son. And he remedied the situation by taking the kid out, the smelly one out, and putting him out the pasture. And he said, you will not have any indoor headquarters for the rest of the year unless you take a bath. And anyway, whatever the thing is, I'm making light of it, and I know it's not a happy thing when you're stuck in the middle of a situation like that.
You know, it sort of reminds me of perhaps the dean would say, now you understand what the problem is, take care of it, go and sin no more, my son.
That's right. And my blessings upon you and a bar of Lifebuoy soap for B.O.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Norman.
Thanks, Barbara. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. I think that's good advice, and I hope the young man follows that. Let's see. How about Larry, who's down in the town of Orleans, down on the Cape. Hi, Larry.
How you doing, Norm?
I'm doing so fantastically well. I think we have another award-winning program.
I thought you... I don't know how you could top the dog stories. I was waiting to hear. You know, I thought, boy, he's reached his pinnacle.
I think once you start talking about animals, every animal lover in the world has got a story they want to tell you. And I love animals, and I know, I've talked about them, and I've got a bunch of them and all that.
Yeah.
But after a while, they begin to wear thin, and I think it's like being shown pictures of your friend's children. You know, I mean, okay, one maybe, but let's end it right here. I don't really care.
Especially a dog that's sniffing the ground and looks up and says, I wish you could smell what I'm smelling.
That's right.
Speaking of smells, oh, by the way, on that cruise, had you asked me to go, I would have considered it.
See, now, I asked two guys, and I felt funny. I thought, but what are they going to think of this guy's coming along with a male on a cruise?
You're past that now, I guess.
No, I guess if people don't understand what my sexual orientation is now, I mean, they never will, but... No, I'd ask both of my daughters.
Shrinkage, I think.
I'd ask both of my daughters. They were both busy. I mean, they had legitimate reasons for not coming. And then I asked another male friend of mine, and he couldn't make it. And so I asked another one, only this guy was married, and he had to get permission from his wife, and I don't think he dared even ask her, you know, can I go away with Norm on a cruise? And so he chickened out at that moment, so I went alone.
Yeah, think about it. Actually, think about it. Can I go on a cruise with Norm? That does sound just
I know it. Honey, would you mind if I took off for a week while I go on a cruise with this guy I know?
And,
but,
oh, my God.
Well, that's enough to end the marriage right there, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, or start another one.
That's right.
Coming back on the cruise, you know, going through furniture books.
That's right. Let's pick out a living room set together.
Yeah,
what do you say, fella?
Back, yeah.
anyway.
The roommate there that has an odor problem.
Yes.
There's a way to get around that. Find out when the roommate is there alone and call. And you have a wrong number. But mention that you can smell a terrible odor coming out of the phone.
You know, oh, how subtle can you get?
Yeah, kind of sorry, but do you smell something? Yeah, if I'd been on that cruise, that's a great place to meet women.
No, I know that, and people kept telling me before I left, they said, don't worry about going alone, man. There are women out there, man, you'll have a great time. I don't know whether it's age or something.
Well, no, you're kind of like an icebreaker. I have it all planned for myself.
Okay, tell me. It's too late for me to take advantage of that now, but tell me what you would have done.
Next time. It's early evening. You're way out in the middle of the ocean there, as someone just put it. And there's this beautiful, beautiful woman just up against the, up on deck, leaning against the railing, just looking out over the sunset. And you need something real clever. And I have the line.
Okay.
You walk up slowly and you look at her and look out and look at her again and say, "Excuse me, but do you live around here?"
Jeez. How about, excuse me, you know, I think I dropped my Congressional Medal of Honor overboard. My medal.
Yeah, I hope I find it because I've only got two more days to live.
That's something like that, yeah.
Is it proper to say the word ass on radio?
Oh, go ahead. What the heck? What the worst words?
I happen to see just the end of the World Series tonight.
Yeah.
Remember Wade Boggs?
Yes, of course I do.
The guy that had that awful sexual problem there, or whatever it was.
That's right.
Well, he was, at the end of the game, they interviewed him, and he was watching the last pop-up, and it went up in the air, and it was going to the sky, and he looked up, and at the same time, he saw his mother looking down. What's wrong with him? He actually said that. But
I'm sorry, he really did say that?
I'm serious.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was waiting, with
a tear in his eye.
I was waiting for your punchline, but Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, the other thing was that he was so happy that he jumped on the back of a New York City Police Department horse, and so there was a cop on it.
Yeah.
So he was sitting behind the cop, and they rode around the entire stadium for the fans. And I thought that was quite redundant. It's the first time I've ever seen a horse's ass on a horse's ass, you know?
Okay.
You think about that.
I'm thinking about that. I really am. I'm really thinking about that fella.
Yeah, missed you when you were gone.
Thank you very much,
Larry. Really glad to have you back. Very interesting.
Well, I love being here because my life doesn't even exist outside of this room at the studio.
Well, outside the only life I've got is when you're on, so how do you like that?
Hey, you're okay, Larry. Thanks a lot.
Take care, man.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, 254-1030, area code 617. Again, it's 1:20 exactly, 1:20 Eastern whatever it is, Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to be playing the Dumb Birthday Game, I guess, at 2 o'clock, because that actually would be 3 o'clock. And so rather than keep you up too much beyond what might be comfortable for you, if you want to play the game with us, do call my very good friend and one of my dearest friends in broadcasting, Tom Howie, our producer, at 254-1030, area code is 617. If you'd like to talk to me, we have some open lines, and you could do that, too. Hey, come on now. It's okay. Eleanor in Quincy. Hello, Eleanor.
Oh, hello, Norm. How are you?
I'm still okay. Thank you.
Now, Norm, that was very interesting about the man who claims that he understands what horses are saying.
Yes.
That was very interesting.
I thought that was very interesting. You know, I sat here myself thinking, cheekers, but that is so interesting.
Norm, but you know, I think you sound like you've had enough of animal stories. I wanted to read you a little bit of a poem.
About an animal?
It's called A Dog's Vigil.
Okay, I tell you what I'll do. While you're reading that, I'm going to go to the back of the teen canteen and talk with some of the kids. You just go right ahead.
Will you be listening, Norm?
I'm listening way back here. Yeah, I sort of can half hear you.
A Dog's Vigil. There is a friendship that exists between so-called dumb animals. We often find them sorrowing with a grief that is as keen and deeply felt as those of humankind. For many times this has been plainly shown to me, and yet more clearly, when I read the story of a dog who kept alone a vigil when his mongrel pal lay dead. Just how his pal met death I never knew. I know he kept a lonely watch all day through bitter cold, and not until he grew exhausted would he let friends take away the comrade he had known in happy hours. No human could have shown more faithfulness. He could not tell his grief with words or flowers, but only with a puzzled, mute distress. And when kind ones returned who bore away his lifeless friend, No watcher was in sight, but travelers through a neighboring field, they say, had seen a lonely dog pass by that night.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Isn't that touching?
It is. No, it is. But I don't want, and no more animal stories, please, for God's sake.
That was very kind of you to let me tell that.
Well, I thought, what the heck?
That was very kind of you.
Because I happen to be.
Sounds like you had a good time on that cruise.
I had such a wonderful time, you wouldn't believe it.
Well, I'm glad you came back safe and sound.
I did. The boat didn't sink, and we didn't get hit by a hurricane or anything. It was very nice. Thank you, Eleanor. Anyway, I have a feeling she didn't hear anything that I said up to that point. 123 on WBZ. Hey, that rhymed. 13 on WBZ. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll be back in a moment. Well, let me put myself. I want to pull myself together first.
Leather trim seats.
One of America's two great websites.
Staffannouncer.com. It's wonderful. Ooh, ah.